द नेक्स्ट चैप्टर चैप्टर 3 द 17th सेंचुरी अप टू द रेस्टोरेशन 1601 टू 1660 द फर्स्ट टॉपिक ऑफ द दिस चैप्टर जैकोबियन ड्रामा इंट्रोडक्शन जैकोबियन ड्रामा इन ब्रैकेट दैट इज द ड्रामा ऑफ द एज ऑफ जेम्स 1603 टू 1625 ब्रैकेट क्लोज वॉज descendant form of the drama of Shakespeare and his contemporaries. The Elizabethan age was the golden age of English drama, but with the turn of the century of the drama in England also took a turn. It does not mean that there were no dramatists left. There certainly was a large number of them, but none of them could come anywhere near Shakespeare. Just as after Chaucer, poetry in England suffered a decline similarly after Shakespeare had given his best that is after the 16th century. Drama also suffered a decline with the passage of time grew more and more decadent till with Shirley in the age of Charles I, the old king of drama expired and even theatres were closed in 1642. It was inevitable. Says Long, the drama should decline after Shakespeare for the simple reason that there was no other great enough to fill his place. The dramatists of the Jacobean age can be divided into two classes as follows. The first, the dramatists of the old school, Dacre, Heywood, Webster, Beaumont and Fletcher. The second, the satiric group, Chapman, Johnson, Marston, Muddleton and Turnier. The change of the patrons. One of the reason for the dissidence in Jacobean drama was its loss of national spirit and patronage. In the age of Elizabeth, drama was truly national, as it was patronized alike with the queen and the nobles, the courtiers and groundling. But in the age of James I, it lost contact with common people and came to be patronized by, to quote Hardin Crace, the courtly classes, their hangers-on, and the socially irresponsible parts of the population. Consequently, to quote the same critic, in noted comma, the stage spoke not to all men, but to men with somewhat specialized interests. Bracket closed. Dramatists had to cater to the somewhat dissident courtly taste with tales to introduce quality and immortality caused in a high flown polished style. Marked foreign influence. The drama of the age of James shows, unlike that of the age of Elizabeth, a very marked foreign influence. Far more ill than good. In this connection, Hardin Crace observed, the older dramatists and their audience had been satisfied with such interviews as was afforded by the Italian short story. Their patriotism had sent them to Hollinst, who had referred Geoffrey of Monmouth. But in the new age, foreign influences of increased potency made themselves felt. Dramatists borrowed the declamatory theme of exaggerated sentiment of Spanish drama and discovered new range of intrigues, crime and licentiousness in Italy and Italian subject. Specifically, they revived the drama of revenge and driving the extreme converted it into a drama of horror. Plot construction. In spite of Orwell inferiority, Jacobean dramatists to Elizabethan dramatists, some credit must be given to them for their gifts. The plot construction, Elizabethan dramatists including Shakespeare did not show any skill at architectonic. Moreover, they are generally too lazy to invent plot for themselves and were content to borrow them rather too frequently. It does not mean, however, that they were plagiarist pure and simple. Shakespeare borrowed the plot of most of his plays, but by virtue of his imagination, dramatic skill, poetic gift, and psychological insight, transformed them into altogether new entities. But the fact remained that he was a borrower. The Jacobean dramatist, observed Harding Green in a noted comma, seems for the first time to have begun to invent plot to suit their own taste and end. This is particularly true to comic dramatists like Marston and Ben Jonson. Secondly, Jacobean dramatists show a greater skill in the construction and development of their plots. In many of them, the various threads of the action are carefully interwoven into a wonderful harmony of texture seldom to be met with in Elizabethan plays. Jonson, Middleton, and Fletcher were particularly endowed with the gift of plot construction. Ben Jonson, Alchemist, is, according to Coleridge, one of the three literary works of the world, the two other being Sophocles, Oedipus the King, and the Fielding novel, Tom Jones, which have perfectly constructed plot. But what applies to be above named dramatist does not apply to all Jacobean dramatists. Many of them, such as Dacre, are egregious offender in this respect, as Janet Spain point out in Elizabethan drama. The lack of conjunction between plot and subplot was one of the most marked vices of the post-Shakespearean dramatist, and Dacre happens to offer the most observed instance of it. There is unity of Dacre, better play, but it is the unity of the novel rather than that of the drama. New experiments. In addition to their Orwell better plot construction, Jacobean dramatists may be credited with setting up some new pattern of drama. It was they who gave us the following kind of drama, till then unattempted or indifferently attempted in England. The first, domestic drama, such as Heywood's A Woman Killed with Kindness. Second, drama glorifying a particular profession, such as Dacre's The Shoemaker's Holiday, which came over in 1599. Third, drama showing the life and manner of the people of London, such as the many of the Ben Jonson's comedies. Fourth, drama dealing with the social problem, mostly prostitution, such as Dacre's The Honest War. This kind of drama later come to be practiced by no less and distinguished dramatist than George Bernard Shaw. Moral laxity. After giving Jacobean drama its due, let us discuss some element of decadence which appear in it. One of these elements in its moral laxity, as we have already said, Jacobean drama was patronized mostly by the courtly classes, which were known for their lack of moral discipline. James I himself was, to use the word of Harding Grace, in a moralist without character. The same is true of most of the dramatists of his age. Some of them made fairly sincere attempts to preach morality, and none of them commended or even condoned sin or vice. But that does not absolve them of the charge of showing an almost morbid interest in sexual immorality, even though for the purpose of condemning it. Play after play was written on the theme of moral love. The White Devil, The Woman Killed with Kindness, and The Duchess of Malfi are all tragedies or illicit love. A King and No King is a tragedy of incestuous incestuous love. Incestuous love. Later in the Caroline age, Ford reproduced his very shocking play, "Tis Pity She Is a Whore," in which he openly dealt with the incestuous passion of a brother and sister, which ends in disaster or both. Prostitute appeared as heroines in many a play, such as Dacre's The Honest War and Marston's The Dutch Customs. Abject D. Buchez's figured prominently in numerous plays. It was only Heywood and Webster too abstain from licentious themes. Heywood looked to the past and in the word of Erwin Rybner in his Jacobean tragedy. Doggedly continued to assert the moral values of an earlier age in a new world in which they no longer had great meaning.